A congressional hearing on UFOs just took place on Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. The disclosure of the existence of UFOs and non-human biological life was openly admitted by United States government personnel. The disclosure of a secret government UFO program, Immaculate Constellation, was also revealed. These UFOs and non-human biologics are connected to the fallen angels and the hybrids they created in the past, and they will once again reveal themselves to the world in a coming great delusion. The coming of the Lawless One is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie. These verses perfectly explain the deceptions that would be associated with the full disclosure of the existence of UFOs and non-human biologics or bodies that they are now admitting exists.
In the discussions, it's simply about material, or is there discussion about it was previously testified that there's biologics that were collected. Are you aware of any of that?
I am, sir, aware of the reporting that biologics have been recovered. Again, my focus was more nuts and bolts, looking at the physical aspects of these phenomena, how they interacted around military equities and nuclear equities. So I'm certainly not a medical expert. I would not be able to probably provide you a whole lot of value in that simply because I don't have the expertise.
Was anything described as that we have possession of bodies?
Yes.
What would the disclosure of these non-human life forms existing signal to the rest of the world? It would make the public 100% believe that the Bible isn't true, because God never mentioned creating other life forms in the creation story in the book of Genesis. It would also make people believe that the theory of evolution is 100% real, and that these life forms evolved on a different planet way before us. Once again, making people discount the creation story in the book of Genesis.
Robert Bigelow said to me, "They're walking among us." I said, "What do you mean they're walking among us?" He said, they're walking among us. They live right here," kind of thing. So again, I'm looking at him going, I'd like to see some proof of that.
Right.
But then he said, "We've done studies. We've done extensive studies on the impacts that this story would have on the general population globally." And I said, okay. Well, like what kind of studies?" He goes, "Well, you take Iran-Contra and you take all these other like super big scandals and you multiply those, every one of them that's ever happened in the history of mankind, modern history, and then you multiply that by a million, and that's the impact, according to our studies, that this reality would have on the general public." He said the economy would collapse, organized religion would collapse, and he just rattled off all that. Like, again, I'm not saying that I believe this, I'm just telling you what he said to me.
Lou Elizondo was the man speaking in that congressional hearing clip. Elizondo was the former head of the Defense Department's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, ATIP. And he claims that factions of the United States government are keeping this information secret from the public of the existence of UFOs and these non-human intelligent life forms. Although much of my government work on the UAP subject still remains classified, excessive secrecy has led to grave misdeeds against loyal civil servants, military personnel, and the public, all to hide the fact that we are not alone in the cosmos. Lou Elizondo said in an interview with Michael Knowles that someone within the government came to him and told him to stop looking into UFOs because they know what these things are and that they are demonic.
I remember the conversation very well. This is a person I respected tremendously, very, very senior person. He told me, he said, "Lou, I want you to stop doing this." I said, "Okay, sir, I certainly can, but may I ask why?" And he says, "Well, we already know what it is." Now, at that moment, I honestly thought maybe it was our own technology. I was running up against some super uber secret sap, and you know, they were telling me to stop. And I said, okay, sir, so it's ours? And he said, no, that's not what I'm saying. And he said, he asked me point blank, have you read your Bible lately? And I wasn't quite sure where he was going with that. And I said, well, sir, I think I know what it says. Where are you going with this? And he said, well, then you would know that these things are demonic and we should not be pursuing them. Yeah. And he wasn't kidding. That's exactly how he felt.
So this is a Pentagon. This is a Department of Defense official saying, stop looking at UFOs because they're demonic?
Correct.
The Bible, the Book of Enoch, and the Book of Giants also mention non-human biological life forms existing. Genesis 6:4 and the Book of Enoch mention the half-human, half-fallen angel giant hybrids that existed in the past. The Book of Giants talks about the fallen angels not only mixing their genetics with humans and creating these giants, but also mixing with animals and creating, quote, monsters. This would make sense when looking at all the ancient cultures around the world who all have depictions and stories of giants. We also see depictions of half-human or half-fallen angel and half-animal hybrids. These were the non-human biologics of the past, and I believe that these are the same non-human biologics that they are now disclosing in connection to this UFO phenomenon. Lou Elizondo made an interesting statement about the description of these UFOs or UAPs that they have been identifying. He explained that the report described, quote, UAP characteristics that are difficult or impossible to observe with the human eye alone. This sounds like it could fit into the category of the evil forces that are at work in the world told to us in the book of Ephesians. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Let's not forget that the book of Ephesians also tells us in chapter 2, verse 2, that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Another bit of information that was talked about in this congressional hearing that is a very strange connection to a spiritual concept is a government UFO program known as the Immaculate Constellation. The biggest development out of Wednesday's hearing came from another witness, independent journalist Michael Schellenberger, who claimed sources inside the Pentagon revealed knowledge about a UAP program known as Immaculate Constellation. Schellenberger provided the subcommittee with a report from someone he has described as a current or former U.S. government official acting as a UAP whistleblower. Schellenberger said the whistleblower alleges that the DOD created the program Immaculate Constellation in 2017 after the New York Times published an article describing an informal Pentagon UAP program called Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, or ATIP, headed by Elizondo. The Immaculate Conception is the belief that the Virgin Mary was free of original sin from the moment of her conception. It's one of the four Marian dogmas of the Catholic Church, but rejected by most other Christian denominations. While this claim that Mary lived a sinless life is found nowhere in the Bible, just the fact that this type of wordage is being used in connection with the UFO phenomenon, I don't think is a coincidence. A great deception is coming, and it will be accompanied with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Jesus Christ is the only one who can defeat this spiritual wickedness, and there's testimony after testimony of him already doing it.
There's over 400 cases, you know, that I'm aware of with collaborators that I work with, where these abductions have been halted by people calling on the name of Jesus Christ. Mm. Now, I don't want to diminish people's experiences, but you know, I've had comments, well, you wear an aluminum hat or aluminium hat and that can keep them away and, you know, that type of stuff. No. And in the movie, we have the testimonies of these people who were having these experiences. They were terrified, and in the moment of terror, they recalled or called out to their childhood memories of who Jesus was. And the instant his name was called, it stopped. Okay?
So why do these aliens respond to Jesus?
Exactly. Exactly. And that indicates the spiritual nature of what is going on. So the evidence is spiritual, and then when we get to the level of abductions, deceptive messages are being given to people, but then when they're halted in the name of Jesus, that is incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. And again, when I'm saying that we've now got hundreds of testimonies, and I can't mention names, but I know people in the higher levels of UFO investigations that actually readily acknowledge this, but because of their positions, they can't actually come forward and candidly reveal this. So.
Don't believe the lie when the great deception comes. Put your trust fully in Jesus Christ, who will defeat all the evil that will come upon the earth. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."